Friday, June the 7th, is the World Day of Prayer for the Sanctification of the Priesthood and is observed each year on the Feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Author of two books, Father Jeffrey Kirby is Director of Vocations in the Diocese of Charleston, South Carolina. In an interview with myself, Susie Hodges, he told me that he views this annual day of prayer for priests as a vital event, especially during the current year of faith.
I think the call for the sanctification day for priests is essential to the life of the church. First, in regards to the priesthood itself, but then as priests are the shepherds of the entire people of God, their holiness and their closeness to God is intimately connected to their ability to help other people encounter God. So this day of prayer and sanctification is essential to the life of the church, and it's a sign of this year of faith and of Pope Francis' love for the church that he would allow and continue this call for the sanctification of priests.
You have been noted for how you use social media, Facebook, Twitter, to reach out to potential candidates for the priesthood. Do you find that this is paying off in the sense that the number of people who are coming forward who are considering a vocation to the priesthood is recovering after what was, let's say, a time of considerable decline?
The use of social media is dynamic, and it has to be a part of the new evangelization. Its use in regards to vocations work, for example, in my ministry, has been absolutely profitable and useful in many ways. As I sometimes said, the social media is the cyberspace, the mall of cyberspace. So young people oftentimes will go to the mall or places to be together and so on. Now they meet on cyberspace through social media. So for the church to be there with evangelization in order to promote vocations is very important. I found that most of the serious inquirers for the priesthood or religious life have found social media to be the first response to that interest. So yes, it's very important, and it has proven extremely beneficial.
When you say beneficial, can you give us some numbers?
Well, currently in the Diocese of Charleston, we have 12 seminarians and 6 young women in religious life, in formation for religious life. And of those 18 people, some 15 have found an initial response or encouragement in their initial discernment from social media. And that is just in regards to those who have said yes and are in formation programs. But as far as those who are still inquiring, so young men for the priesthood, young women for religious life, to my knowledge, all of them are on our social media and are finding encouragement by the use of social media and things we post on there, pictures of our seminarians and women religious, quotes from church documents, activities that are happening in the diocese or in the Universal Church. So we have found results, practical, very real results in our use of social media.
I know that you co-authored a children's book aimed at encouraging those who might be considering becoming priests. That must also be a quite a novel way of doing things, isn't it?
The children's books, there are actually two. One, Becoming Father Bob, and then the second one, Becoming Sister Mary Grace. Both, of course, focus on discernment to the priesthood of religious life, especially for younger children. And that was just a fun project, those two books. We hope that there's a third book on holy matrimony. So we hope that in the end there'll be a trilogy. But it was a fun project of myself and a school principal here in South Carolina, and definitely a novel idea. In fact, the reason why we wrote the books was because we were looking for books like that for our parochial school library and could not find books. And so the principal said to me, well, it looks like we're just going to write our own. And basically it was bringing some minds together, finding a good illustrator, of course, a publisher that would publish the books. And really, a novel idea. We didn't realize it was novel, but a way to present vocations in the church to the youngest members of our church and let them know that there are many vocations in the church and God has a vocation for each one of us, and we have to be open to it. So a great project, those two children's books, and definitely a part of an innovative way of teaching the faith. And maybe that's what the new evangelization is all about, just finding new ways to teach what we've always held as the Christian community.